In our last lesson, I tried to encourage everyone to make reading their Bibles daily a habit. Did so by emphasizing the value of God's Word to save our souls and also to provide comfort to us while we're in this world. And we did so by stressing that we are creatures of both habit and time. We either have a habit of reading the Bible or not reading the Bible. And if we've gotten in the habit of not reading, then our time on earth is going to end without our ever having read God's Word. So in this lesson, I want to offer a few suggestions to make daily Bible reading a habit in our lives. So to be successful in forming any good habit, we need to create a positive addiction to daily Bible reading. So, what is a positive addiction? You know, usually when we hear the word addiction, we think negative addictions. And that simply is another word for bad habits, such as smoking, swearing or cursing, drinking, gambling. And when something is bad for us, then it becomes second nature. I know friends who curse a lot and used to know more in my past life, when I worked a secular job as well as preaching, and a lot of people would curse or swear and not even realize they were doing it until after the fact. So it becomes second nature because it is a bad habit. And they do it, like I said, without much effort or thought to it. And they become dependent on it, whether emotionally or physically. And when we try to do without it, then we experience various degrees of discomfort. So, we know what an addiction is, but a positive addiction is when you become dependent upon a good habit. For example, exercise can be a positive addiction. Those who have made exercise pleasurable and have a frequent experience with exercise soon become addicted to it. So, that if they go a few days without exercise, they feel uneasy, depressed, and maybe even irritable. Of course, if they go without exercise long enough, then the discomfort will eventually go away. So, a positive addiction is a habit which is good for you, either physically, mentally, or spiritually. It is a source of pleasure and satisfaction, and it is an addiction that should you neglect it, it then becomes one that gives you withdrawal pains. So why is a positive addiction or a positive habit to daily Bible reading necessary? Well, it will help you to maintain the practice of reading the Bible. If a few days go by without reading the Bible, then there should be some discomfort experienced that will help to motivate you to get back on track. Now, most people who have tried to read the Bible daily and don't keep it up, well, they are people who have never experienced a positive habit or addiction to reading God's Word. Rather than a pleasurable experience, it then becomes a chore. So when they fall behind in their goals, then there's little motivation for them to catch it back up. Now, having explained what I mean by a positive addiction, there are some thoughts on how to create a positive addiction for daily Bible reading. The principles are the same for creating any positive addiction or a habit. You must first make the experience a pleasurable one. This is where a lot of people fail because it then becomes more like exercise or work. And they're going about it the wrong way when that happens. The daily workouts are painful and miserable, and therefore any excuse not to exercise then prevents them from keeping it up. And the same applies to reading the Bible. To many, they try to do too much too soon, or they want to read some of the more difficult text of the Bible, and they become bogged down with the difficulties of trying to understand what God has written for us. And then they say, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. And the experience soon becomes little more than just marking off a checklist. So let's make some suggestions. Let's start slow and have small goals. A lot of people try by reading the Bible through in 1 year. First of all, that is an admirable goal. But most people never make it past Exodus or Leviticus in the Old Testament. Before reading the Bible, and before it becomes a positive habit, they run into difficult passages of Scripture like we just mentioned. And they're like joggers who try to run a mile the first time out. I would recommend starting with making the New Testament a yearly goal. This requires no more than a chapter a day. The material is much easier to read and understand and more edifying at the outset than the Old Testament would be. Now, once you've read through the New Testament in a year, a couple of times, you might read through the Old Testament 1 year. Then begin reading through the entire Bible each year. Begin each session with a prayer, like what is found in Psalm 119 and verse 18. Here the psalmist says, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law." And what this does is it puts the most receptive frame of mind to us. James chapter 1 and verse 21, James says, "Lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." It's just like anything else. You have to be in the right frame of mind to read God's word. And then read it slowly and carefully. And this helps to prevent reading without understanding what you read. Again, the psalmist says in Psalm 1, the first two verses, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Again, in Psalm 119, verses 15 and 16, the psalmist says, "I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Reading out loud at times, as though you were reading to someone else, can help you read this way. And we need to make the most of Bible study aids, especially books like Bible dictionaries or Bible maps, to help us understand better the storyline of the Bible. Don't observe the Passover by passing over it. I recently challenged the members here at Eastside in studying the Old Testament to turn your mind as you read the stories like Jacob and Esau. Turn your mind into like a video player or a movie screen and watch the story unfold visually in your mind. But when we read some passages we don't understand some of the words, we just pass over them. Have a Bible dictionary handy. Have Bible maps handy. And learn the names. Names you don't know, become familiar with them. Places that you are unfamiliar with, begin to know where they're at. The thing about the Bible is, it is a true story. It is a true timeline of history. And when we read these places and these names, we need to understand that they're real people. They're real places. And we need to understand what's going on. And it takes just a moment to look up these references. And I guarantee you that the more you do this, the better you'll understand the Bible and you'll have a greater interest. And then discuss what you've read with others. Encourage others to follow the same program of reading that you're doing. Share what you've discovered. The passages that you read that encourage you will encourage them as well. Read with the intention to do what the scriptures tell us. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. It just becomes a story, like watching a movie that really doesn't have any effect on your life. We go back to James chapter 1 and verses 22-24. James says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." We need to make application of God's word so that it can help to change us and we need to have the intention of allowing it to change us. The true joy of studying God's Word comes from the application that we can make. And by the way, that's another positive addiction or a habit to develop. Go back to James chapter 1, and he says in verse 25, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." And then just as we began each reading session with prayer, we need to end each session with a prayer. Like what the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verses 5 and 6. "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments." Now, when I say begin and end with a prayer, you don't have to say a 30-minute prayer. Just speak to God and ask for understanding. Ask Him to help guide you through what you're reading that you can understand it. Or we can look at the psalm in Psalm 119, verses 10 and 11, where the psalmist says, "With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." Now, as you study the Bible, I hope you find it interesting, and I found some that these suggestions of practicing of reading the Bible becomes one of great joy that we can read about in Psalm 119 in verse 162. But when we do our Bible daily reading on a regular basis, then it becomes a positive habit. And a positive habit for daily Bible reading quickly develops us and helps us to keep this wonderful habit. And I hope that in some way I have encouraged you to begin, if you have never done so, to begin a daily Bible reading. And if you're doing that, then I hope I have encouraged you to keep doing it. Or maybe you have started and stopped. I want to encourage you to try again and pick up maybe where you've left off or possibly start over. Either way, there's a lot to be gained by reading the Bible on a daily basis, but there's also a lot to lose. I want to thank you for being with me this morning. If you have any questions, again, feel free to contact me. But as I've said in the past, if you have a disagreement, bring your Bible, because we're going to use the Bible to discuss what we've talked about here. If you'd like to look me up, you can find me on Facebook. You can look up the Church of Christ here at Eastside on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We also have a website, churchateastside.com. You can listen to this lesson again, past lessons from the radio. You can listen to sermons. If you're not able to be out because of the virus yet, you can go there and watch our services on live stream each Sunday morning and Sunday night, as well as Wednesday night. If you are out and about and would like to assemble with us, we'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible class, 10 a.m. for worship, and again this evening at 5 p.m. for another period of worship service. And we also have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And these Bible studies are for all ages. We don't discriminate. We welcome everyone. Everyone that wants to come and study the Word of God is welcome here at Eastside. And again, I want to thank you for being with me today.